Welcome to the Top 5 Podcast with your hosts, Rail Bricker and Lindsay Adams.
And welcome back. Our special guest today is Amber Perry. Amber comes from Brentwood in Tennessee, and she tells me it's kind of like a suburb beside Nashville. And everybody loves Nashville. What a great place to visit. So Amber is a small town girl who defied the odds and found her place in the corporate world. With tenacity and a dash of audacity, she stepped into the corridors of big companies that dared to give her a chance. Now her mission is clear: to work tirelessly to make these corporate giants feel small, approachable, human, and relatable. She's worked in various sales positions, leaving a trail of success at technology giants like Dell and Microsoft. Over the phone or face-to-face, she's thrived in call center environments, striking a balance between digital connections and personal interactions. She's a proud wife, partnering with her husband Jonathan and her two children, and together they embrace entrepreneurial ventures, turning dreams into reality. And today, she's here to talk to us about the top 5 tips for turning small steps into big impact. I can hardly wait. Amber, welcome, first of all. Great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I appreciate it.
Let's go. We've got 5 tips, turning small steps into big impact. Let's get going. Tip number 1, what have you got for us?
Yeah, so I don't know that I would put them in any particular order, but what I will say is by following these tips that we're going to go into is it's, if I'm going to air quote around it from a topic standpoint, it's successfully figuring it out. And I like to have a core characteristic that drives a behavior within myself. And foundationally, you always have your own personal, what I like to call North Star. And that's like where you want to be in the future. It's your destiny. And a lot of times we kind of get caught up in the mundane things that are today, and it triggers us to maybe not go towards that North Star. So I like to double click into a core characteristic that helps drive my behavior and my next step today, because taking steps every day matters to a bigger picture. And you can't be running away from something. So my first tip is people remember how you leave more than what you did. And when I say you can't be running away from something, sometimes when things get scary, it makes us want to, you know, dash out, dip, leave, whatever. And if you have that North Star inside of you, you can figure out what is it that you're moving towards. And then you can decide, is what's happening right now scary because makes me want to run because it's a growth moment? Or is it that it's not taking me towards the next step that gets me towards whatever that North Star is? So you want to be running towards something, not running away from something. And people will remember how you service them, not just when you enter. We always want to show our best self when we're entering into a new job or a new relationship or whatever the thing is that's new. But arguably, exiting with excellence is how you'll be remembered. So tip 1, people remember how you leave more than what you did.
So talk some more about exiting with excellence, Amber. I'm curious, what does that actually mean?
Yeah, so I believe that operating in excellence is like showing value and service to whoever's in front of you. And whoever's in front of you is the most important person, regardless of what the role is, regardless of what their pastime is or how they operate today. And showing service on the way out is knowing that you're making a change. Whoever you're working with, it could be your boss, it could be the owner of the company, it could be even a relationship. If you know that whatever is happening is a pivotal time for you where you've got to go in a different direction, having some thought behind what that looks like and then making it about the other person and then double downing, I don't even know if that's a word, but if you double down on whatever the core of where you're going, I'm making up words as we go. But if you double down on the core of who you are and you let them know that you've found that what you're doing is not taking you towards a larger picture and the reasons why behind that. And then you show that person that you're so thankful for what you've gotten thus far in that partnership, whatever the partnership might be. And then you ask, how can I serve you as we exit? And how can I do that in a thoughtful way so that you're going to feel love in it somehow, if that makes sense? And so it's really about making the person the forefront and not always making it about yourself. It's service to the other person.
Okay. Can I ask a kind of reverse that? And you've worked at large companies, Microsoft, Dell, et cetera. You know, I think typical corporate mindset is let's blame the person who's left for anything that goes wrong for the next 6 months. And so what I'm listening to and what I'm hearing from you is create a way of leaving where they can't pin everything that goes wrong on you for the next 6 months.
Yes, I would even go a step further to say, you know, when we talk about that internal characteristic of how we operate, I think it's really critical that every man is or woman is in it for themselves, meaning I'm accountable to what I do in any given situation. So hopefully, if we want to show up well as our part in the greater good of whatever team it is that we're operating within, we're not going to blame who left for what might be missing. Instead, we're going to determine our impact in it. So we can't control how other people exit. Hopefully, we can control our exit strategy and do the best we can for the greater good. But it's what we do in every moment that's in front of us. And if a person leaves and they don't necessarily take the tip, which is people remember how you leave more than what you did, but we can find our value in however that exit plays out to serve the greater good as well.
Fantastic. So now that we've kind of had made an impact, hit us up. Tip number two for turning small steps into big impact.
Yeah. So tip number two, I would say, is growth mindset. And this is actually something that I've always operated this way, but until someone taught it to me this way, I didn't even realize that that was what I was doing. But growth mindset is all about not, I'm so smart, what can I teach in every room that I'm in? But it's more about, what can I learn? And one thing that I love about Microsoft and how they think about growth mindset and how they actually teach growth mindset is they say, quote, we don't want to be know-it-alls. Instead, we want to be learn-it-alls. And I think that we can have pressure as humans to show up and go ahead and be the smartest in the room. And even if we're hired to do a certain role within a company, it doesn't mean that we know it all. And it doesn't mean that we're going to have a Johnny on the spot answer to everything that might come up as well in a meeting. And so I think that we have to give ourselves permission to take a step back and have a thoughtful answer to whatever might come in front of us. And we have to maybe rethink how we show up as well. And what can I learn from this? And regardless of the role of the people that are working alongside of you, there's something to learn. We all have something unique to bring, and there's a value that we can take away. And so growth mindset is taking a moment to learn in every situation humanly possible. So that's tip number two, growth mindset, not what can I teach, but what can I learn?
So it's really about being a lifelong learner, I guess.
Completely. I can't imagine, you know, we live our lives moving forward and we understand it looking back in a lot of ways. And, you know, that's one reason why I'm even doing podcasting. It's because I don't understand it that well, but it brings so much value when I go on and I listen to different podcasts and I'm like, I wonder what it would be like to be a guest or maybe even eventually have my own podcast, but I have no idea what I'm doing. So let me just jump in and see if I can be a guest on some podcasts and learn a few things. So literally that's what's happening right now. Y'all are my first podcast. So I really appreciate the opportunity to be here with you. So thanks for that.
Well, it's our pleasure to host you. So Let's go on now. Tip number three.
Tip number three is fail forward. And what I mean by that is, I even mentioned it a second ago, we live looking forward life and we understand looking back. And I think that as humans, we're very scared of failing. And a lot of times we block our blessing because we're so afraid of what if this doesn't work, or what if I don't show up the way that I would hope to show up in certain situations. But the inner spirit that tells us to take a step is our opportunity to fail and then maybe learn something from it. And so when I say fail forward, it's, we actually don't, if you think about it, we don't really grow unless we fail first. And it even goes back to, like, we're born, we start trying to crawl, you know, they have tummy time with babies. Why do you think we do tummy time with babies? They tell us to do that because it kind of gets them ready to build that inner strength on the belly, on the core, whatever, so that they can start to crawl. And then when they try to pull themselves up, you know, they sit up, they're a little wobbly. It's the cutest part, you know, their head bigger than the body. But I say all that to say is, even from the youngest of ages, we've got each of our parents or the people that are around us loving us, cheering us on along all of these critical steps that lead us to that first step. And sometimes as we grow up into whoever we end up becoming, we forget about those first steps and how important they were and how hard it was, you know, to take that first step. And it really is equally as hard to do that first step in something new as a grown-up too. And sometimes we don't have the cheerleaders that love us like our parents or the loved ones around us as little as babies and infants and toddlers cheering us on, which is helpful. But for us to make it to the next step and get to the North Star that we talked about earlier, failure is something to be celebrated because we just learned something. And it's our way to give back too, because our failures allow us to teach somebody else how to maybe not make the same mistake that we did as well.
Fantastic. And so to avoid failing forward, to avoid failing at this point, let's move on to tip number four for turning small steps into big impact.
Yeah. So tip number four is going to be daily discipline. And what I mean by that is, you know, we get into a routine of what our life looks like every single day. We wake up, we go to the restroom, we take a shower. If we're morning shower people, we brush our teeth, we get dressed, right? So daily discipline is making the things that naturally happen every day into the new common, the new norm when we take on something new. So every time that we take a new step, whatever that journey might be, it could be relationships, it could be career, it could be, you know, coming onto a podcast, starting a podcast, figuring out, you know, who we want to surround ourselves with, you know, whatever. There's daily discipline that helps us get to an end result. And taking on a new challenge is not easy. And it does require a level of change. And if we are willing to go on the journey, then we can grow a new muscle through the daily discipline. And then it becomes the new norm. And then we keep piling onto it as we grow. And that's how we ultimately make it to the North Star destination. But every day counts. And we can't get caught up in the mundane part of it, because actually it's going to become easy, just like it is to get up and do our normal daily routine that we're all used to doing since, you know, childhood. In business, I have found, and I'm sure lots of listeners as well as you guys can probably relate, it's like, it's so easy to come into work, go straight into email and get sucked in. That could be a daily thing where you're distracted because you haven't started a new daily discipline, which says, I'm going to come in, I'm going to reach out to X, Y, and Z customer first before I even open the inbox, because I want to make sure that these customers are appreciated. They feel valued. They feel like I'm their priority one every day before I get sucked into what could be noise and could be distractions within the inbox. If you must start in the inbox, I would say a new daily discipline could be how you go about it. You know, AI is a big thing that's happening in the world. If you're a Microsoft user, there's a Copilot built into Outlook that you can click and it will help you organize your day and help you know which priority emails. So there's technology that can assist with that. But let's say you're not there yet. You're not into the AI piece of help with organization within the inbox. So you can filter. You can know who are the people that I most need to respond to. See if you have a message for them first. You can see if there's anything that has a right now action. So I think a daily discipline in business would be understanding what are the things that distract you and learning how to take care of the priority things first and just organize your day so that you get the most work done. That's the most meaningful work, because we can feel really busy, but it doesn't mean we're actually effective if we're not careful about that daily discipline.
Makes sense. Okay, let's move to wrap it up. Tip number five.
Yeah, so tip number five arguably could be the most important one. Are y'all ready?
We're ready.
On the edge of your seat? Okay. So leverage your gifts to serve. What does that even mean? So I believe that every person in the world has a secret power, and their secret power is the thing that they most love to do. It comes easy to them. They have lots of joy activated. It gives them energy. You know what I mean? It's the thing that they do that comes easy. But a lot of times we go and we do what's going to pay us the most money. Or we do what our parents want us to do, or the people, or we want to ask everybody's opinion, and then they distract us from what we really in our heart of hearts and in our core feel like we should do. And I think that we block our blessings because we listen to everybody else, and your inner spirit speaks to you, not to everybody else that you're going to ask. And so if you start to trust and you let your secret power be activated, you'll serve more people. And most importantly, you'll serve yourself. So let your superpower be activated. It is your gift, and your gift is different than everybody else's. And everybody has it.
So how do we, I love this concept, and I wonder if some of our listeners might be thinking, well, I'm not sure, how do I identify my superpower? You got any tips?
Yeah, I do. Don't overthink it is my tip. So I have this thing that I call in the flesh. There's in the flesh and there's in the spirit. In the spirit is your superpower stuff. In the flesh is I'm a human. I'm going to overthink it. I'm going to ask opinions of others. I'm going to try so hard to make this work. Your gift, you don't have to try so hard for. Your gift is your natural ability. And if you're having to think about it, that's not it. But if you pay attention as you're doing life and as you're doing day to day, you're using it doing something every single day. So figure out when you're feeling the most joy. And that's probably getting close to what your gift is. And just know that your gift can be activated in many different concepts. Like, I bring my gift to whoever's in front of me all the time. And my gift is service to the greater good, care of whatever I'm doing and how I'm contributing. Before I ever came to this podcast, it was very important to me that whatever I'm saying is going to help somebody in some capacity. I love helping people. I love the work that I do in preparation of the meeting, because I know that I'm putting love and care into that preparation, and it's going to serve the greater good in whatever I'm doing next. And so if I'm getting ready for a customer meeting at Microsoft or wherever I'm at, I'm looking at their website. I'm pulling pictures down. I'm creating a deck and I'm branding it as if it was the customers, because I'm going to give it to them when we're done talking. And I am immersing myself into their culture and I am putting myself into their shoes because I need to experience their world and I want to embrace their world. So I don't work for Microsoft. I work for them and Microsoft's paying me. How cool is that? You know what I mean? So finding what you love and implementing it into whatever you do will allow you to feel really good about that work. And it is an art, and you do have to focus on it. And it takes a little bit of practice, but it's worth it.
Fantastic, Amber. From Brentwood, near Nashville, or a suburb of Nashville, as you described it. Amber, if our listeners are excited to work with you on turning small steps into big impact, what is the best way for them to reach out, connect with you, and absorb some more of your energy and knowledge?
Yeah, so I'll give two options to reach out to me. One is if you're on LinkedIn, some of our listeners probably are, some maybe not, but on LinkedIn, I'm just Amber Perry. I'm currently connected to Microsoft. You'll see my background, a lot of what you learn about me in the bio right there on LinkedIn. Or you can go to my social media Instagram page, which is at Amber W. Perry, and feel free to shoot me a DM and I'll respond either way.
Fantastic. Thanks, Amber, for joining us on the Top 5 podcast today. I'm going to wrap it up now and thank my co-host, Rail Bricker, who's based in Perth, Western Australia, and myself here in Brisbane, Queensland, on the east coast of Australia, closing off another episode of the Top 5 podcast.
Thank you guys so much.